Okay, today is a new parak, Daf Tesvav. So, this parak is going to deal with what we call Hilchos Tzira, combinations, combining things together to reach a shir in order to create an Isser. Fine. So, Kachim Mizbeach. Korbanos that are Mukdash, that are sanctified, to be brought on the Mizbeach. Mitztarpim Zem Zeh. They combine with each other. One type of korban with the other type of korban, like an Olo with a Shlamim. In order to create an Isser for the following items. Lim'ila, so let's say you were Nana from two types of Karbanos, each one with, gets a Shabbat Chatzi Pruta, so they're mitzvahing together for a Shira Pruta to be Mechayev and Ashram Ilos. And as well, they're mitzvahing for the Shir Kazayis, Mechayev Aleyem, Kareis, Bemezin, or Chatzas, Beshogeg, Mishim Pigel, no Seretame. In half a size of one, half a size of another, two Karbanos per Pigel. In order to chayav karis, I have to eat a kezayis of the pigle carbon. And I took the half a kezayis of one carbon, half a kezayis of another carbon. Now chayav karis. Right, Rashi says, the me'ila, so im then, mibeiz mine kachim is be'ech, v'shova pruta, ma'o. Umitztar p'nami the kezayis, the chayav alay mishim no sero pigle, otame. And then he adds, o lechayav mishim ala b'chutz. It's not in the Mishnah, but Rashi adds that. That's what he does. So we're showing him have a good time with what's Rashi, why is Rashi adding that if it's not there. Then the Mishnah continues. Kachi bedek abayis, the things that are have sanctity to tikkun beis hamikdash. You're going to sell them and use the money for bedek abayis. Mitztarpim zeh, they mitztarf zem zeh as well. Rashi says mitztarpim zem zeh l'me'ila. If I'm mola chatzi puto on one item and chatzi puto another thing, another item combined to be mola for me'ila, and therefore you have all the halachos of me'ila. But Rashi continues, aval, however, pigel benos v'tamei ein bahen. They don't have that by kachi bedek abayis. Mishum Dahani lo nagi b'kachi bedek abayis. Shizdamin dinil. These are only two shizdamin. They don't have the concept of figel no seretame. Last part of the Mishnah. Echav kachi mizbeach. The echav kachi bedek abayis. Mitztarvim zeim zelim ila. You can combine, if I do a chatzi put of a kachi bedek abayis, and a mo on a chatzi put of a kachi mizbeach, that also you can combine. It's also mitztarvim zeim zeh. Right? Rashi says, kachi mizbeach, kachi bedek abayis. Mitztarvim zeim zelim ila. Aval lo lo davar acher. But not for any other reason, because one, because Kachim Mizbeach do not have an Isra of Pigon Osir Tameh, because they're only Kachay Dover. Fine. There's a Nesivus that we mentioned, or I don't know if I have mentioned or not, that says that there's a difference between the payment when it comes to Kachay Mizbeach, when it comes to Kachay Mizbeach for Me'ila. One, they said that, by Gazela, he said that the repayment is, by Bedek Abayis, he said the repayment was stole from Bedek Abayis. So the repayment is like a Beheshavis of Gazela. As opposed to if you mow it by Kachim Mizbeach, and the Siva says that's more of a Kapara concept. So, Shar Yosher, Shemosh Kup says this mission is clear Raya, it's the Sivas. Because you're now combining two different items, the Kachim Mizbeach and the Kachim Bedek Abayis. It says it thinks that's a Raya against the Sivas, and, he has to deal with that. Okay. The Gemara now. Gemara is basically going to ask, listen. Hashtu yesh lomar echa kachim izbeach v'eche kodek abayis v'hai kedushas aguf v'hai kedushas adamim v'afilu hachi katanim tzartin zeh mzeh kachim izbeach and kachim izbeach mivoi. The Mishnah starts off by saying kachim izbeach can be mustarif with other kachim izbeach. The last part of the Mishnah says that kachim izbeach is mustarif with kachim bedek abayis. Well, those are almost basically apples and oranges. If you're going to tell me apples and oranges can combine, so why do you have to tell me that apples and apples have to combine? Just say, if you would just say the last part of the Mishnah, Kachim Mizbeach, combined with Kachim Bedek Abayis, I would definitely know that Kachim Mizbeach can combine with Kachim Mizbeach. If something that is dissimilar can combine, something that's more similar should be able to combine, the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers, Mivoi, no, I need to list it separately by Kachim Mizbeach as well, Mishum the Katani Allah, because what else does it say in the Mishnah regarding the Kachim Mizbeach? Because Katani Allah, L'chai V'lem, Mishum Pigel Nosevetameh. So what? Because the Kachim Mizbeach also have the extra facet that they could be starved for three other halachas. A Pigel Nosevetameh, which doesn't apply by Kachim Bedek Abayis and Kachim Bedek Abayis, and doesn't apply by Kachim Mizbeach, and Mistarif with Kachim Bedek Abayis, because there is no Pigel Nosevetameh when it comes to Kachim Bedek Abayis. Okay. So the chayv alei mishum pigel nosav tame the kachay bedek abayis lo ikahachi so mishum hachi kapali lei. Therefore, the brayso had to split it up. Not the brayso, the Mishnah had to split it up and to teach us the idea that by kachay that even by items that don't apply by kachay bedek abayis by kachay mizbeach they're still mitzarif. Okay. The Gemara is now going to bring the words of Rav Yanai, who quotes the pasuk by Ne'ila to teach us that there is no concept of Ne'ila by Kachim Mizbeach. That there's only Ne'ila by Kachim Bedek Abayis, And the Gemara is now going to go back and forth, and how can you tell me that there's no Me'ilah when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach? It goes against basically everything that we've been doing so far. So Amar Rabbi Yanai says, Machvarta, it's clear to me that Ein Chayavim Mishum Me'ilah, there is no Yoraisa Chiv of Me'ilah, meaning there would be no Asher Me'ilos, and there would be no extra Chomesh, Ella Al Kachim Bedegabayis. Ola Bilvad, that's the Machlokas. Ella Al Kachim Bedegabayis, only if you're Moel by Kachim Bedegabayis, Vi Ola Bilvad. There's a machlokas in the girsa here about whether you add the word ola, because we'll read the pasuk and explain that why. The amakra, because the pasuk says, the pasuk that talks about me'ila, says, nefesh ki tamo mal, right, the chata b'shkaga, mikotche Hashem, from what's holy to Hashem. So kadosh, so me'ila only applies, Aviani says, to kadoshim hamayuchadim l'Hashem, to things that are specific to go direct, to go completely to Hashem, right? That's yesh behen me'ila. Our kachim is beach. When it comes to karbanos, ispuhu kohanim, something's going to the kohen, the ispuhu lebailim, and some going to the bailim. So now you have the problem with ola. Because ola, you have the oros, the skin, the hides going to the kohanim. So do you include ola in this or not? So it's a running, seems to be a run, Rashi seems to, Tosos seems to clearly not have the gears of ola. If you look at Tosos, well, I think Dibur Maskam Akvarta, he says, of a kachim is beach, ispuhu kohanim, the ispuhu lebailim, Hilkach lesbu me'ila, the ola nami oro kohanim. So by ola also the skin, the hides go to kohanim. So he probably doesn't say that ola was part of the girsa. But based on the Gemara, I probably go back and forth trying to figure out whether or not you add ola. But bottom line, is, even just to say, according to Rabbi Yarnai, there's only, the only meal do rice is by Bedek Abayas. Because Bedek Abayas, the whole thing goes to Hashem. You sell it, you take the, and it all goes to the base of Midrash, as opposed to Karbanos, which have a higher sanctity, but part of that sanctity is distributed to people other than God. So and the pasuk says, "Mikatche Hashem." So now the Gemara asks. Gemara doesn't like that. It says, "Tanah, wait a second. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says,
first 14 blocks.
Our Mishnah says, well, you can answer them all. Like the Gemara's going to say. The Mishnah says, "Tanah, kachim mizbeach, the kachim of mizbeach, mitstar from zeim zeh lemiila. They mitstar to each other to have miila. Mishnah says it's miila. So Rashi says that's only made the rabbanim. That's only made the rabbanim. That's not real miila." Right, Rashi says, Midrabanan. Who the Ispahu Me'ila, the Kachim is Be'ach? Hello, Midoraisa. Who says our Mishnah is talking about Midoraisa? The Mishnah tries again. Okay, now they're going to bring for the Mishnah on that base, where we're starting. It says, Kachim Kadoshim, Sheshachla Midorum. If you shefted Kachim Kachim and Dorum, they're supposed to be shefted in the Sapphon, but you shefted them in the south, still, nevertheless, Mogamehen. Truly, what are we talking about if you shefted Kabaranas? Kachim is Be'ach. No, not a problem. Again, Midrabanan. That's only, according to Rabbi Yanai, they'll say that Me'ilah is only talking about Me'ilah the Rabbanan. Now Gemara tries again. Tanan, we have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches, a few days from now. Hane'enem in a Chatas. Someone who gets Hana from a Korban Chatas, and they bring down, Rashi says, brings down the Chatas that's a Balmum. Right? The Chatas is a Balmum. That's what Gemara in Daf Yud Ches says. So if you're Ne'enem from a Balmum Chatas, Kishe Hichaya, when it is alive, right? So now it's not being brought to them, it's not going to be brought on, it's a Balmum. Right? So you're Ne'enem when it's alive. Lo mal ad sheyifkom. You don't get me'ilah until you diminish its value somehow, because you have to, because it's not kosher, it's not going on the mizbeach now. So the me'ilah is estimated or valued based on when you're diminishing the value of the chatas, right? Lo ma, Rashi says, hanena min chatas kishichay lo mal ad sheyifkom kegon sherochav alav v'chisha. You wrote it, and now you took away some of the value. In the first appear from the Kaman, the Bechatas Balmum Mairi, we're dealing with the Bechatas Balmum, the Kaima Lidmei, now it's only had the Kedusha for its monetary value. So therefore the Me'ila is that you took away from what Hektish. It was worth $100, now it's only worth $99, so you were Moel. Okay? Kishi Mesa, but when this Chatas Balmum dies, Kevan Shenen Ekolshehu, even if you Nen Ekolshehu, you're Moel, you still get Me'ila. What happens when it dies? Rashi says, why the lava to make kaima? Because at this point in time, when the balmum dies, it's not, there's no monetary value for it anymore, because you can't be pulled there. What do you do with it? You can be pulled there to do what with it? He says, why? The lava to make kaima, she ain't pulled them as a kachin lachil and a clubim. The only thing you can do with this, since it dies, it's not really a pigeon, because we have a cloud, that you're not allowed to pull the kachin to give it to the dogs. And since this cannot be poda, and there's no money for it, there's no pagam, so So you, as long as you moel anything, a pruta, then you have meila. But you see from here that there is meila by behemoth chatas. This was an animal that was brought for kachim mizbeach. Yes, it has a bar mitzvah, but it was sanctified with kedusha of kachim mizbeach. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Rabbanan. Again, it's only the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara tries a different tact. Umidoraisa lo, and does Rav Yanin really hold that midoraisa, there's no meila at all by kachim mizbeach? Vatanya, called you the following raisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe brings the following pasuk. It says by the emurim, right, by the facts of the kachim kalim, of the shlamim that are brought up on the mizbeach, it says, Kol chelev laHashem. All of the fats belong to Hashem. Leravos to include a murei kadoshim kalim l'me'ila. That comes to teach us that post zrika, there is me'ila by the emurim of kachim kalim, right? L'me'ila. So again, you have a pasuk that's not telling me that there's me'ila by kachim kalim after zrika. It's clearly me'ila by kachim mizbeach. Kara says again, midrabanan. You haven't proven anything. Mer says, now, wait a second. I just brought you a pasuk. I don't know when the Gemara says a pasuk is a real pasuk, or when the pasuk says it's a smacha, but it seems to me they can get out of it over here. It's only in a smacha ma'alma. Okay?
And if it's a
rabbanan, there's no karban. There's no karban because we chulim bazar. And there's no chomesh.
You have to pay for what you
were. You have to pay restitution for what you took. Now the Gemara asks, "Ha am ar ula am Rabbi Yochanan?" But didn't Ula say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that behemos kadoshim shemesu that died yatsu b'dei meila dvar Torah? If behemos kadoshim died, right, but then there's now no need for them, right? You can't really be posed to them. Why not? Because you can't be posed to the cult cloth. And what are you supposed to do with the animal? You pose it, and then there for what? What do you do with the carcass? You can't feed it to dogs. It's not the right thing.
What point did they die?
They died. They died in the pen. Right? They died in the pen. So, Yotsu Yudemi Ila Dvar Torah. They're no longer subject to Ila Midoraisa. Meaning, before they died, they were subject to Ila Midoraisa. So, Bamai. What animal are we dealing with? Even if we're dealing with Kachi Beta Kabayis, Atilu kimei tsunami. Then even if they die, they still should be subject to me'ila. Why? Lo yihei ela da'atish ashalu vedek abayis. It's no worse than someone who is makdish the value of his garbage to vedek abayis. So it has some sort of value, whatever that value is, has kedusha. So to me, this animal died. If it's a kachi vedek abayis, why are you telling me there's no me'ila? It still has value. It has value of a carcass. You sell the carcass. Not kachim is bad, so we don't have the problem of holding the kachim lachim lachlovim. Sell it and take the value. And so you still have me'ila, right? Lo yed ela da'akash ashka b'atak abayis. Lav is be me'ila. Do you not have me'ila in there as well? Ela be kachim is be'ach. We're talking about kachim is be'ach. And therefore you see, deraisa mi'ispu, and according to Rav Yanai, you said deraisa mi'ispu me'ila. You can have me'ila deraisa here. So clearly here, for this b'raisa, you have me'ila. As Rashi says, Lo yeh el da'afish ashba. It says milo kachir l'damel the isbe meila hachanami. So to hear the e akish behem lebedek abayis apagav demesa. Even though it dies, kachir nami l'damel the isbe meila. You be kachir for damim and therefore still have meila. So Gemara says ela pshita the kachim is beach. My Rashi continues. We're clearly dealing with kachim is beach. Ula achar miso yatsu midei meila dvar Torah. Michlal inferences. That when they're alive, there is me'ila midoraisa, the kashila Rav Yanai. And that becomes a question of Rav Yanai. So now Rav Yanai says, you misunderstood me completely. What I meant to say was not that there is no me'ila midoraisa by kashim mizbeach. What I meant to say was that from that pasuk, you can't learn it out. You can't learn it out from that pasuk, because that pasuk says we kashim Hashem, and by kashim mizbeach, not all that goes to Hashem. So Rav Yanai says, Ela hachika ami debe Rav Yanai. May Haikra, from this pasuk that we said before, which was Bichata Bishkaga Mikache Hashem, Kache Bedekabayas Shaminale. That's where we can learn that Kache Bedekabayas has Me'ila. But Kache Mizbeach lo Shaminale Mine. But I can't learn Kache Mizbeach from there. The Rashi says, Amalach Rabbianai, in Vandai Bikache Mizbeach Nami Ispum Mim Doraisa. Yes, definitely by Kache Mizbeach you have Me'ila Doraisa. So all those Midrabanans are probably not true. You're not going to add all those answers. Because those are brought to Hashem. Elamikra Khrina Nakula the Kachim is Bech is Dumila. From a different pasuk, he says a different pasuk, the Ish ki yokal kadesh bishkaga, the bechol kadesh mayri. That pasuk is talking about all factors. So you learn that from that pasuk. You just can't learn that from the pasuk of the same pasuk we learn about Kachim is Bech. We misunderstood his original statement. From this pasuk. Okay. They're reinterpreting what he said. Okay. Next Mishnah. What? You misunderstood what I said? I said something different. That's not what I meant. My kids always say that. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I meant something else. I misspoke. I do it all the time. Take it out of context. Okay. Or he was hoser because he says clearly that there was that there's milu d'oraisa on kachim was bech. Okay. The Mishnah now continues to explain the dinei tzira from other things as well that you have by the kachim is bech. So chamisha dvarim, there are five things or five items that are hukrav on the mizbeach by an ola, and they're mitzdarfin zaimzeh. Mitzdarfin zaimzeh for what? Major machlokas between Rashi here and Tosfos in Zvachim. Rashi here says, well, let's do the list, right? So, chamisha devarim ba'olam estarim zeim zeh. What are they? It's the basar, it's the meat of the behema, the hachelev, the fats, the soles, the flour of the minchas nesachim that come with the ola, the hayayin v'ashemen, and the wine and the oil of this minchas nesachim. And v'shisha betoda, when it comes to korban toda, there are six things that combine. The basar, the chelev, the soles, the yayin, the shemen, and we add the lechem. So what's being mitzarif? What are they being mitzarif for? So Rashi says, mitzarfim zeim zeh bekazayis lechayev mishum mala b'chutz. If any of these, I take and I'm mala them outside. Chatzik kazayis of the solus, chatzik kazayis of the basar, and I bring it out and makrav it outside. I'm chayev for being mala b'chutz. Ulechayev mishum pigol notes of atomic. If there's pigol in the carbon, I eat half the size of one item, half the size of another item. Mechayev for pigol, umishum ilanami. If I get hana, half a kazayis of this, half a kazayis of that, I will be chayev ila. Tosus and Zvachim basically knocks out the idea of malah b'chutz because he says it can't be malah b'chutz because you have the lechem in the toda, and by lechem in the toda there is no iser of malah b'chutz because malah b'chutz only applies to something that's supposed to be hukrav inside. The lechem is not hukrav inside, so you can't have an iser of malah b'chutz. Then he says you can't also. Why are we talking about meila? Two questions. Question number one, we just mentioned in the Mishnah before, that kachim, that they're mitzdarif. It says question number two, we're talking about foodstuffs and liquids, but those are different shiurim. One's a kazayis, one's a chatzik. How do you combine? You know, that's apples and oranges, how do you combine? So that the answer possibly you can say is that you took the liquid and you soaked it in bread. So it became more of a salad as opposed to a liquid. But what?
Why is that question just by the wine, everything
in the Mishnah mentioned
should be the question. How do you combine food and
right? So that's what he's saying. So the answer could be that. Be is that you created, made it into a food item. Some say you can be mitzvah. Other answers you can be mitzvah of them. If you take the shear of this and the shear of that, and you have them both, then it's mitzvah.
What shear of meal is it? A size or a pruta?
The value of a pruta is for certain. It's for, no. So here is the kazayas when you eat it. Pruta, I think, I believe, is when you diminish it. You diminish the value for the pruta. Yeah. Okay, and Rashi says, Rashi deals with one of Tosa's questions. Because even though the first Mishnah already mentioned that Kachim Kachim are mitzdarif with each other, it's a Mishnah, Halacha Shmuni, Rebusa, some of the teachers here, a halacha, the basar, the solos v'yayin, mitzdarfin, afagav d'minach rinahu. That meat can combine with the flour, even though they're different food items. Okay. Gemara. Now, Masnin la Rav Huna.
Didn't learn in Zvachim that liquid did not combine for pigol with solid?
Right, that's what we said. So we said the Tosos answers that we must be dealing with over here is where you soak the liquid in a piece of bread and turn it into a solid. Masnin la Rav Huna la Rava. So Rav Huna says, he learned the Mishnah this way. Chamisha dvarim ba'olam. He doesn't say ba'olam. He says ba'olam mitzdar from zayim zeh. I don't know what that means. So neither does Gemara. So amalei ba'olam kamarta. He says the Mishnah state about ba'olam, not ba'olam. But Hakatani, the next, the Sefer, the Raisa says betoda. So the Raisa is talking about olam. The Sefer is talking about toda. No, the Raisa is talking about ola. The Sefer is talking about toda. Right? So he says, "V'hakatani b'toda, shisha dvarim b'toda, b'vasa b'chelav, asolos v'yayim, m'shem v'lach b'toda." So Amalei, Enochnami, you're right, t'di b'ola. Hey, very good. So we established the girsa is it's ba'ola. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara continues to say that our Mishnah is similar to a brisa that also has a din of tziruf. Tanina laha to the Tana Rabbanan. Our Mishnah is similar to this brisa. The brisa says ola the emureha, the meat of the ola and the emurim that go, which is the chaylev, the yoseres, the kaved, the klayos, all those things. Mitzdarfim lechazayas lehalosam bachos. They combine for halal b'chutz, meaning if you chayev karis, if you do b'mezid, or chatas b'shogig, if you were makriv, if you were makir, them together on a mizbeach outside of the Yazara, even if the combination is from, once from the emurim, half the zayas from the emurim, and half the zayas from the actual meat. V'lechayev aleihem mishum pigul v'nosa v'tameh. And also, it continues, it's all the same idea, by pigul nosa v'tameh. So Gemara asks, Katani, this brisa says, ba'ola in, b'shlamim lo, if you're makriv the ola, meat of the ola, and the murin of the ola outside the base of the Midrash, then that can combine. It only combines by an ola, won't combine by shlamim. What happens if I'm makriv a chatzik zayis of a bus of a shlamim, a chatzik zayis of the imurim of a shlamim outside? I'm not chayef al b'chutz. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. Bishlama lahalosa b'chutz ola de kolil hil mitstarfin, but shlamim lo mitstarfin. No, by the ola, the difference is, like we said before, you're only chayef for ha'ala b'chutz for something that you have to put on the mizbeach inside. So by ola, everything goes on the mizbeach, so they can combine. But by the shlamim, the basa doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's not burned on the mizbeach, so that can't combine. So he says, bishlama lehalosam achutz, ola the kolol hi, everything goes on the mizbeach, but starfim. Therefore, you can be mitzarif the imurim with the basar. Aval shlamim, that it's not makdir on the mizbeach, lo mitzarifim. We can't have, that doesn't combine. So that's, here's about ola is fine. Rabat, ela, lechayev aleim, yishun pugel nosav atamei, shlamim aylo machayev. Why would you not be chayiv pigul nosav atamei if I had chatzik zayis of wasser and chatzik zayis of the imurim of the shlamim and I ate it? What's the issue? Why would you not be chayiv? Right? Rashi says, halfway down. He says, Ola, a little more than halfway. Ola, the kolo hidim starfim habasser belchelev lechuyev aktor bechutz aval shlamim the eno kolo lo mitstarfim the imurim. But Abba Lechayev Alei Meshim Pigol Nosav Atameh Bishlamim Mai Lo Mitzdarfim because I is the Chayev Meshim Pigol Nosav Atameh. So the Gemara answers, we're going to have to change it, right? Vahatanan, he gives a proof, Vahatanan, Kol HaPigulin, all the Pigul, Mitzdarfim Zeh Mzeh, Bechol HaNosor, and all Nosor, Mitzdarfim Zeh Mzeh. All parts of the Korban that are Pigul are Mitzdarfim, all parts of the Korban that are Nosor are Mitzdarfim with each other. So how could this Brisa say that it only applies by an Ola? So Gemara says, Ela Ema, read it this way, Ola, the Emureha, the Ola and its Emurim, mitstarfim ze im ze, they mitstarf with each other, lichazayis lizruk aleim es hadam. If you have, you only can throw the dam, right? Remember, you only can be zorik the dam if you have a chazayis of the carbon still extant. If the carbon's gone, got burnt up, got taken away by dogs, some of that, you can't throw the blood. So the Gemara is saying that by the Ola, you can be mitstarif a chazi chazayis of the emurim, the chatzik kazayis of the basar, to constitute a kazayis to allow you, to permit you to throw the blood. Why? Because both these items go up on the mizbeach. But by the shlamim, you wouldn't be able to combine them to throw the blood. If you only have the chatzik kazayis of the basar, the chatzik kazayis of the emurim, you can't combine it because not everything goes up on the mizbeach. That's not considered. It's not considered a kazayis of stuff that has to be hooked on the mizbeach to permit you to throw the blood. Let's just read it inside. Ela ema ola the emureha mitzvahim zayim zelik kazayis lezor galayim esadam. Kevon the mitzdarfim lizrok es adam, so then chayav. That's how it works. And Rashi says, it's good Rashi. It's the last Rashi of the short lines, but it goes a little further up. He says, Ela ema ola veimurem mitzdarfim zayis lizrok galayim esadam, and Rabbi Shuhi the Tanya shekula kolil. Rashi says, uman katani lo. Maybe I should finish let's finish Rashi. Masha ain't came b'shar hizvachim, because in other zvachim and other karbanos, it's not kula kolil lagabi mizbeach. The time of the Rabbi Yeshua, and this goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, Bishar Zvachim, by other Zvachim, Mishum Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Im Heyachel Yachel, Kidamrinan La'el, the Vishtei Achilus of Kasim Adabah. There are two Achilus that the Torah talks about. Achilus Mizbeach, and Achilus of a person. So those can be Mitzdarim. Mishum hakisirule, therefore we say, the ain zorkim es adam, you can't throw the blood, atche yishtayim hen kazayis baser, until there's a kazayis baser left over, the hainu achilus adam, o kazayis chela, the hainu achilus mizbeach. Aval chatzi zayis baser, the achilus adam, the chatzi zayis chela, the lava achilus adam, who, ainu zorik alav, the aimit starfim. Aval ola, but by ola, the lesba achilus adam, there's no achilus adam at all, afilu chatzi zayis baser, the chatzi zayis chela, mizbeachim, because it's all only achilus mizbeach. Let's read it in the Gemara. Let's read it inside. I read it again. Ela ema olav emarim mistakim zayim zelik zayis lizogolim es adam. Came in the mistakim zorkas adam chaya. Maketani la in the course of whose shita is this going like? Rabbi Yeshua, it's going like Rabbi Yeshua. The sign Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Yeshua says, kol hazok shem Torah, all kavos of Torah, shenishtai behen kazayis basar, if it's left over, kazayis basar, or kazayis chaylev, zorik es adam. You can be zorikin, because the basar is eaten, the chaylev is burnt, you can throw it on the, you can throw the blood. But chatzis zayis baser, chatzis chaylev, ain zorik es adam. You cannot throw it because you're not mistarif. But the ola, when it comes to an ola, afilu chatzis zayis baser, chatzis zayis chaylev, even if there's a combination to create the kazayis, you can still zorik es adam. If they shakul or kalil, because it's all a chil of the mizbeach, and even though the different meanim, if they're both going on the mizbeach, that's enough. That's enough leftovers to permit you to throw the blood. Just to point out that all this goes according to Rabbi Shua, but Rabbi Shua is Bar Plukta, who's always usually Rabbi Lezer. He's Cholik Alav in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ayin Zayin, and he says that the blood can be thrown even if you don't have Basar or Chelev at all. If there's nothing left, he says you still can throw the blood, because, so according to him, his Bryce, he can't have his Bryce go like him, because there's no difference by an Ola or other Karbanos. Right? Because Rabbi Lezer says, if there's nothing left, you still can throw the blood. It doesn't make a difference. This Bryce is clearly going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua.
That
right, and then whoever brought the carbon was Yotze, had the.
You probably
want to know it again, right? I don't know why. For an Ola, no one's eating it. It all goes to Hashem. But how can you bring it again? You can't just say it's not and bring it again, because then it's Chul and Lazar. You have to be. Because half a kazayis by an ola, half a kazayis of the baser is put on the mizbeach, and half a kazayis of the emur is put on the mizbeach. That's a kazayis on the mizbeach, and that's enough. That's the shear. Okay, I guess it depends. Maybe what's the size of a kazayis? If a kazayis is really if a kazayis is like 1.5 matzahs, then it's a big piece. If a kazayis is only really a kazayis, then it's not so big. Different shear apparently. Kazayis is the minimum. It shouldn't be the goal. It shouldn't be the goal. When you make the shear so big, that becomes the minimum. It's people that you only eat such a small kazayis. No, that's the minimum shear. You eat more, but if you make the shear of kazayis so big, what other mitzvah do you have? You know anyone who sits in a 10-fachim by 10-fachim sukkah? That's the minimum. It's not the biggest. It's not the way it works. Okay, I digress. Okay, the Gemara now continues with the rest of the Braisa. The rest of the Braisa says Viva Mincha. Same thing by the mincha, afilu kula kayemes, right? If nothing is left over, lo yizrok. You don't throw the blood. So Gemara says, wait a second. I have a korban mincha. Are you talking about throwing the blood? What are you talking about throwing blood by korban mincha? It's a korban mincha. So Gemara says, mincha ma'avilte. What shaykhas does blood have to a korban mincha? So go, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, you knew I couldn't hold that. Amar Rapapa, he says, le minchas nesachim. We're talking about the minchas nesachim that comes with the karban. So the price is coming to tell us that if you lost all the basar of the carbon, and even though you have the entire minchas left over, you still don't throw the blood. Because what you throw the blood for the basar, not for the mincha. Okay. Now, aga that the Mishnah explained the din of tzirif by kachim and mitzarif to each other for me'ilah and for other isurim. Now the Mishnah is going to mention other dinei tzirif. So atruma, that's truma gedola, bit trumas meiser, that's the meiser that the Levi is supposed to be mafrish from the meiser rishon. He's supposed to be mafrish another meiser and give that to the kohen. Utrumas meisel shel tamai, and truma that was separated from meisel rishon, that was separated from the tamai. These are that would what's tamai the payros of the amaretz. So we have a suffix whether or not they tithed them kedin. The hachala and the chala that was separated. The habikurim and the bikurim mitstarfim zeim zele esor. They combine with each other to create iser. Meaning, Rashi says. It's not Mizeli Zeli Isser. It's the third to last short medium line. She'im nafam mikulam l'toch isha shel chulin. If they all fall into a dough of chulin, v'yesh bo kedei l'chametz asura, and together they have enough to leaven the isa, they can be mitzdarif. U'mitzdarfin la'ochel mikula mishavah pruta b'shkaga l'chayv l'im asachomesh. And also, the mitzdarif together, the Mishnah says, mitzdarif is l'isra u'l'chayv asachomesh. If a zar eats them, and there's enough together combined to create the shear, right, to create the shear of b'shavah pruta, if you ate a b'shkaga, you have to add to chomesh. These five distinct types of food can combine together. Mishnah says again, continues, kol ha'pigulin, we mentioned this already, any pigle portion of a carbon, mitztarfim zeim zeh, or mitztarf zeim zeh, so if you ate up the kareis, if you ate up the mezi, you chayev kareis, if you ate up the shog, you chayev chatas, kol ha'nosarim, all pieces of a carbon are mitztarf for noser, mitztarfim zeim zeh. So Gemara now asks, You have a carbon that's established as pigle now. In order to be chayiv, you have to eat a kazayis. So if I eat a kazayis of this, a chatzi kazayis of this part of the animal, and a chatzi kazayis of that part of the animal, it's mistarif. Or if I eat a chatzi kazayis of this animal, and a chatzi kazayis of that animal, mistarif, and I'm chayiv for eating pigle.
I'm going
to I don't think that's what we're talking about here.
Just eating.
Yeah, we're talking about already that you had, that was established as pigle. I think that's the case. Because it's the same thing as nosarim. The body with the nosar. Nosar is, you don't have makshava. It's nosar. Okay. So the Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason why in the ratio of the Mishnah, all these things combine together? How can you say that they're all the same item? So that can be combined. We say the only like stuff is supposed to item. How are these things considered like? So he says, kula ikur truma. Because they're all called truma. In the Torah, they're all called truma. Right? Gabi chala, when it comes to chala ksiv, it says by chala, reishi saroso sechem chala tarimu truma. It's considered a truma. Gabi Bikurim Nami, the Ikur Truma, it's also called Truma, the sign of a brisa that says, quotes the pasuk by, it says, Lo sucha lecha b'sharecha, my sar d'cha b'sharoshcha, b'tzarecha, u'b'choros b'karcha, b'tzonecha, v'chom d'arecha, shakidor n'vasecha, and it says, u'truma k'edecha, so they see over there, that it's, and Truma k'edecha, we say, Elu Bikurim, that's considered the Bikurim, aval inach, and the rest of the things in the Mishnah, lo tzricha, I don't need a pasuk, because the rest of the things in the Mishnah are Truma, the Truma items. So you have these things combined. They're all considered truma. All truma can be mitzdarif. Okay, let's just do the next Mishnah. Kol ha-nevelos, all the nevelos, some animal that dies without proper shechita, that died, mitzdarfos ze'im ze. They're mitzdarif for a shir kezayis, to be chayav malkos, on the lav of the achila nevelos. So I have a kezayis from nevela A, chatzik kezayis from nevela B, I eat both together, the chayav. Same thing, the kol ha-shkotzim, mitzdarfim ze'im ze, to be chayav malkos, for someone who eats A sheretz. Alright, Rashi says, Kol Nevelos Mitztarfos Zerim Zer L'Kazayis. Mashma Hashta, Rashi says, Afilu Nevelos Behema Tmeya in Nevelos Behema Torah. If they deal with that, V'chol HaShrotzim Mitztarim Zerim Zer L'Ochol Mehen Kazayis. Okay, we'll stop here. Check by the Gemara tomorrow. Have a good day. Have a great week.
Oh, yeah.